All right. So, Gwen, we are conducting a series of interviews with professionals like you in order to better understand your online information search needs. And your responses will help inform the creation of a new searchable database on usdairy.com. And this tool will provide you with easy access to hundreds of technical insights and research-related resources that could include white papers or fact sheets or research summaries. And your feedback will really be helpful in helping us ensure this tool meets your needs as a communicator. And so if you have any questions, please just stop me and let me know. And our discussion should take no more than 15 to 20 minutes, and I have a stopwatch right next to me to make sure we don't go over time.
All right,
does that all sound good?
It sounds good to me.
Okay, perfect. So first, I'd like to learn a little bit about your online search experiences in general. And can you think of any great examples of search experiences that you've really liked or really worked well for you, whether for professional or personal purposes? So it could be, you know, it could be Amazon or eBay or Google or even PubMed or Agricola.
Let's see. I like to search on Netflix.
What about Netflix do you like?
What about it?
Yep.
I like when I type in the name of a movie, it gives me access to a paragraph about the movie. It gives me access to different recommendations or reviews of the movie, and it also gives me suggestions. If I like that movie, I might like some other movies.
Okay, that is a great answer. And the flip side of that, are there any sites that you just hate the way they search, or it's really frustrating and you never find what you need?
You know, I guess I can't think of any that right off the top of my head that I don't like.
Okay, that's great. So let's focus on your experiences searching for dairy industry information. And what are some of the online sites that you go to most frequently when you're looking for information professionally?
Okay, we have a subscription to Data Monitor. So I go there all the time. I do use the Innovate with Dairy website. And in the past, I've used the US DEC website to get some of their application monographs. I use, there's a company called Decision News Media, and they put out a variety of electronic newsletters that correspond to a database. And they have one called Food Production and then Dairy blah, 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 something. It's the site that goes with Food Navigator and Nutri Ingredients. I don't know what the dairy site is called, but I go there a lot, too, to check up on my competitors and stuff.
Okay, great. What are some of the key things that you look for on those sites? Are you looking for articles? Are you looking for published research? Are you looking for communication tools?
I would say that would be a yes.
Okay.
I use, you know, in my job, in the marketing group, I use those sites to help me decide what marketing messages might resonate with the market. I use it to understand what my competition is talking about. I use it to support the statements that I wish to make. So I find the Innovate with Dairy and those kinds of sites very helpful because, you know, they talk about things that I know is okay to talk about, so I'll use some of their messaging. The US DEC monographs are useful because they have references to studies. Occasionally I get questions from my customers to support the claims or the advantages that I'm making for whey protein. So I use that. So I guess a bit of everything.
Okay, great. So when you're searching for information, what kind of, and you're doing a keyword search, what kind of approach do you take? Would you say you look for a general topic? Do you ask a question?
Dolly, you know, that's hard to say, Ashley, because it really is going to be situation dependent.
Okay.
So if I try to be as specific as possible, I have a hard time understanding logic in general, and if I had to go down this path of understanding Boolean logic, I'd really be in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to be as specific as possible, and that's especially true when I go on the industry website. If I'm trying to understand something, you know, maybe more generalized, you know, I'll do a Google question search. But I try to have, you know, a word or two that I can use.
Okay. Do you prefer to get back a lot of search results and kind of weed through and say, these are the ones that are relevant to me? Or do you prefer to have a narrower pool of search results because that's, and then you just look at all of those?
So again, I think that would be situation dependent.
Okay.
If I'm doing a general search because I'm not really sure of what I'm looking for, or I'm just kind of, you know, feeling out the subject, I would like a whole lot of search results so I can say, okay, yeah, this is what I'm interested in, or no, I'm not. If I'm doing a specific search, I don't really want a whole bunch of extra stuff that goes with that. You know, it's like looking up a word in the dictionary. For Pete's sakes, I get in that dictionary, it takes me 4 hours because I keep looking from word to word because it's so interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. So
okay.
If I'm asking a specific, you know, very targeted search, I only want the stuff that's completely relevant to my search.
Okay, perfect. Now, do you ever look for scientific research at all?
Yeah, I use PubMed for that.
Okay. And how frequently do you say you look at that?
Once a week?
Okay. And how is the scientific information on PubMed useful to you? How do you use it?
I use it to, as I said earlier, to support some of the advantages that I'm laying out for whey protein. And I use it, let's see, Hilmar's approach to marketing is really more educational rather than, you know, beating the drum. So I try to give people information. So I use PubMed a lot to have validated studies and understand what I can talk about. The other thing I use, and I would really like it to be searchable and online, is Dr. Greg Miller's Current Awareness.
Okay.
So I would love that. That is a very, very helpful publication. You know, and the only reason that I don't use it every day is because I can't search it. It's a printed piece. So There's my pitch.
Okay. I will definitely make sure to communicate that. And then how interested would you be in receiving or accessing the latest news on research in the dairy industry?
Okay, so how interested would I be in accessing it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. Ask me your question again. I'm not sure I understand.
Would you be interested in having a place that you can go to say, okay, these are the top 5 headlines for dairy research today?
Yes, I would be very interested in that if all of the other headlines that were presented were searchable, so that it's not just the headlines that I can search, you know, all the other ones that were given, like what I was saying about the current awareness.
Okay.
I'd be very interested in that.
Do you currently access this information anywhere?
Other than, you mean like in PubMed and the current awareness?
Do you have one place that you go that you get all of the dairy headlines for the day in research?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay, and what kind of research information is most important to you? Is it consumer information? Is it information on nutrients?
So, everything is of interest to me. What I would like most would be consumer research, and then, you know, health studies, clinical studies, patents, those kind of things would be of interest for me. And then I'd also like to see updates on legislation and food safety issues that might impact the dairy industry.
Great, great. All right, so I'm going to list off several ways that we can present information to you. You tell me if this would be useful, if it wouldn't be useful, or if it sometimes would be useful to you.
Okay, shoot.
Research summaries.
A research summary?
Yep.
Summary of what research?
Peer-reviewed research on anything in the dairy industry.
Okay, so we're talking like how, okay. So would that come with an abstract, or is it just a list of studies?
It would just be like a summary page of this is what this study found.
Okay, that would be very useful.
Okay. An abstract?
So I'm assuming that's going to go with what you just said, the research?
Yep, it would be an abstract for peer-reviewed research.
Okay, that would be very useful.
Okay. A technical bulletin?
On what?
On a study finding, or this is an area where research is growing, or we're focusing.
You know, if you give me the two previous things, I don't think I need a technical bulletin.
Okay. A presentation.
So who's going to give me the presentation?
It would be from either the Dairy Research Institute or the Innovation Center.
So they're going to do a webinar, or they're going to come visit me? What are they going to do?
Oh, you would access the PowerPoint deck.
Well, you know, it's so hard to answer that. It would have to depend on what the presentation is about, you know,
mm-hmm.
and what's it going to do for me.
Yep, absolutely.
I kind of need a little more information. I mean, it would be helpful to have some of the information like that I could list out and use in my own presentations, but I can't answer that question.
Okay. How about a peer-reviewed scientific paper?
Is that different than the first one?
Then the research summary or the abstract?
Yeah.
It would be the full, blown-out, soup-to-nuts scientific paper.
So the dairy industry is going to do it, or instead of just giving me the abstract, you're going to give me the whole darn paper?
Right.
That one?
Yep.
Okay, then I would say that would be very useful.
Okay. How about a white paper?
Again, it would have to depend on what it is, Ashley.
Okay. Communications materials such as key messages or fact sheets, brochures.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Okay. Trade publication articles.
So DMI is already doing stuff like that with Sharon Gerdes and some of the other people, and I find that very useful for my messaging.
Great. And lastly, newsletters.
So unless the newsletter is going to deliver the information we talked about earlier, I don't really want another piece of paper, but
okay.
If it's going to, you know, put everything in one place, like, hey, we just updated the PowerPoint presentations, this is available, these two new studies came out. Yeah, I mean, something like that would be useful. But you know what would be cool? If I could personalize that, you know, like an RSS feed.
Mm-hmm.
I could go in on that newsletter and they'd say, okay, Gwen Bargetti at Hillmar Ingredients, what do want to see in your newsletter. Here are all your options, and I could click those, and then you could give me like a weekly update. That would be cool. And plus, I want it searchable.
Okay. That would be very cool. All right. So RSS feed aside, if I could say we could only share one type of information with you, one type of content package, would you want that to be a research summary, an abstract, a peer-reviewed scientific paper, communications materials, or trade publication articles?
So I only get one?
Yep, you only get one.
Let's see. I think I will take the first one.
Okay. All right, so let's talk a little bit about social media. Do you use social media for professional purposes at all?
Very limited.
Okay. Can you tell me what you do professionally? Are you involved in a social network? Do you research on social networks?
So our business is kind of weird. Our products are business-to-business products.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't do a lot of marketing on social media. I do monitor a little bit of social media. We do have a presence on LinkedIn. We do not on any of the Facebook or, you know, any of those kinds of sites.
Okay.
However, we also have a visitor center and a community presence, and we're a little more active in social media promoting our visitor center, which is open to the general public.
Okay. But you don't ever really use social media to see what people are saying on a dairy industry related topic or connect with other dairy industry people?
Very rarely.
Okay.
We do around some of the trade shows, so like some of the ingredient trade shows like the IFT Food Expo and Virgo Publishing Supply Side have communities, and we participate in that. We follow things, you know, sessions that are pertinent to our ingredients, and we weigh in every now and then when that's useful, but very rarely.
Okay, excellent. All right, my last few questions are specific to the Dairy Management Inc. sites. And let me know if you have visited any of the following sites. USDairy.com?
Yes.
Okay. And I know you said Innovate with Dairy earlier, correct?
Correct.
And National Dairy Council?
No.
How often would you say you visit USDairy.com? Daily, weekly, monthly, less than monthly?
Monthly.
Monthly, okay. How about Innovate with Dairy?
About the same.
Okay. And for what purposes do you visit those two sites?
To answer questions that I don't know the answer to off the top of my head.
So when you're going there, is there any information that you find most useful or any aspect of the sites that you find most useful?
Okay, so that's hard to answer because sometimes when I go to the sites, I'm looking for something specific like the monographs, you know, the use of whey proteins and sport beverages. Sometimes I'm going because I'm trying to understand on a label, you know, what kind of claims can be made for dairy. You know, so I don't always go knowing I go knowing what I'm looking for, but it's not always a specific thing, right?
Okay.
So I think it's helpful that the sites can be both specific as well as general. Like the U.S. Dairy has the sustainability side, and sometimes, you know, I need some messages for dairy sustainability, and I can go and look around in there. So it's nice to have a whole bunch of different options.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. My last question is an easy one. Is there anything that, any other additional comments or thoughts that you'd like to share?
You know, yes, I think the thing that I have a lot of is data. What I'd really like is some knowledge.
Okay.
So going back to the idea of the current awareness, the thing I like about that piece is that it gives me knowledge. It tells me what the studies are talking about and why they might matter to me very briefly, and then it gives me links to further information. You know, I can go look at the study itself if I want to know, you know, all of the details of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the dairy industry has a very big audience it's trying to serve. And I think that they have a lot of information and a lot of wonderful and useful information. And I think getting all of that information put into, you know, one site that's searchable and, you know, via keywords or, you know, however we want to search it, is going to be a really big help. What I would most like to see is one website for the dairy industry. So, you know, maybe it's a portal to all the other dairy industry websites, you know, that can fall under it. But I would really like to just go one place and, you know, do what I can there and use it as a resource, rather than having to have a favorites folder that has, you know, 5,000 websites on it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, this is excellent insight, and thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today, Gwen. If there's anything else that you forgot to mention or think of, I think my email address is included on the invite for today's call, so feel free to shoot me an email. And we just so appreciate your feedback and your taking the time, and we are really excited to create a tool that will help better serve your needs.
Well, that's not a problem. I appreciate being asked. Can you tell me what your timeline is and what you're going to do with this information?
Yep, we are collecting survey responses through the end of the week. This week we'll be putting them together, and they're going to help inform the kind of creation of how we are able to search things on usdairy.com and what we should be focusing most of our efforts at.
Okay, that sounds like a worthy activity. Good luck with that.
Thank you. Have a good rest of your day, Gwen.
Okay, you're welcome, Ashley.
Thank you. Bye-bye.